Today's shir in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Tzadi Dalid Omud Beis. We're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we began yesterday the halachos of Siras Omer in Simin Tof Pei Tes. And we had read the first two lines of the Mechaber, and we'll just remind ourselves that we said the last line in the Mechaber on Tzadi Dalid Omud Aleph that mitzvah al kolecha lispar li atzmo. Every person has to count the omer for himself. And we had begun the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Hay. We'll read it again quickly, what we did inside yesterday. Dichsiv, usvartim l'chem, the pasuk tells us that you have to count for yourself. Mashma sha mitzvah chol al kol yochid v'yochid. Every individual has to go count the omer for themselves. That the mitzvah of counting sphere is different than other mitzvahs where somebody can be motzi you by saying it and you listen. For example, by Kiddush and Avdallah, one person can say the Kiddush and Avdallah, everybody else listens, answers Amen, and they're all Yotzei. Technically, even if you don't answer Amen, you're Yotzei. If you listen to your friend, and you intended to be Yotzei, the Yotzei is it. He intends to be Motzei you, that you are in fact Yotzei, because of the principle of Mishum Dishomea Kaonin. Normally, if you hear something and you intend to be Yotzei with it, the person intended to be Motzei you, it's as if you said it yourself. But by Sfiras Omer, the din is different. V'hocha gilsa Torah, by telling us, usvartim lochem, de lo yotzo kokama de lo sofar me'atzmo. Unless you actually count yourself, you're not going to be Yotzei. The issue footnote number 15 brings down from Pinchas Scheinberg's Zatzal. He says, the difference is, mitzvah Sfiras Omer ain't no dibur v'vad. The mitzvah Sfiras Omer is not just saying words. Elo inyana kamosha kosa b'sefer chinuch, he brings out from the chinuch, laharo shanachnu nechsofim umitzapim lekabalas haTorah. This means that we're looking forward to kabalas haTorah. And here, shomea harehu ka'oneh aval eino kisofer. That yet, normally shomea is like oneh, but you're not counting. You have to count yourself. It's like somebody can't put on tefillin for you. Shiraki shesofer odem ba'atzma, only when you yourself count. Marahu b'kach kisufim v'tzipia l'kabbalas haTorah. That demonstrates that you're really looking forward to it. By hearing somebody else do it, it doesn't demonstrate the same. In the Bir Halacha, Dibur Maskul, Mitzvah Kol Echad, he brings down that this is a machlokes akronim im aminim b'zeh shomei akronim. It's not so crystal clear that everybody says you can't be Yotzei with somebody else. And the Levush and the Chok Yaakov argue with the Pri Chodesh. The Levush and the Chok Yaakov hold the linyan lulav darshin and lukachtim lachem. By lulav, it says you have to take for yourself the Kol Echad v'yechad. And they therefore say it's the same thing. Just like by lulav, you have to take it yourself, has to be yours. So tovir, you have to say the words yourself. However, the Pri Chodesh is actually Mekel B'zeh. And he says, he says the Brik Yosef seems to hold like this as well. Although the Chofetz Chaim himself says, that's actually a Machlokes Rishonim, not only a Machlokes of the Sachronim. And he brings down that Rashi's Shita is, Shekol Echot Chayiv Lispor. Everybody has to go and count themselves. And the Chidush Rashba explains, the Kavona Satoru Letzibur Levad, V'lo L'chol Yochid V'yochid, if the Torah is telling us, Sfatim L'chem was to tell us that the Tzibur has to go and count, and not every individual, then it would have said, Svartem. Levad, Ulishtok. But once it tells us, Usvartim Lochem, so then it tells us, Mashma debo lo maile kol echo, that every individual has to do it themselves, that mitzvah shayach al kol yochid v'yochid bifnei atzmo. So the Rashi is explained by the Rashba, says that he also holds that every individual must say it, and you can't be yotzi shomei ke'oneh. On the other hand, you have the Ritz Geus, is Mashma shekol echo yochid lehotzi eschavir b'zeh. He disagrees. And in fact, one person could be motzi other people. Chofetz Chaim then goes and says, maybe even according to Rashi, if a person can count on his own, he would be able to be Yotzei with somebody else, just like by benching. If you can't bench on your own, somebody else can bench for you. But he leaves it off with a tzorach iyun. Because of this suffix, he says, certainly, he says, Alkein l'chadchil b'vaday tzorach kol echad lispar bi'atzmol. Haloch l'maisa, nobody should rely upon being Yotzei with somebody else. B'di'eved, im shama mechevero, v'kivin lotzeis, yachzav yispar b'li brocha. If you, in fact, did intend to be Yotzei shomei ka'oneh, and he had in mind to be Motzi you had in mind to be Yotzei, then don't make it with a bracha. You should still count again, but don't make it with a bracha. And this is the opinion of the Prima Gadim as well. Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, Ava yesh me'achron shekotzu de kavonetz ha'toruhu rak de lo neima de mitzuzu ha'beiz din levad koi. There is this other opinion, which he brought down, this is the Pri Chodesh, that says that maybe the Torah is just telling us that Beis Din doesn't have to count for Klal Yisrael. Kamo b'shvitim v'yovlos, d'ksiv shom v'safarto l'cha. That there it's referring to only Beis Din counts Shemitahs and Yovlos. But over here, it means that the Tzibur has to count Avol B'emes Im Shama Mechaveru Shesofar V'Iskavin Lotzi V'Gam Mechaveru Kivin Lotzi Yotza. But here, maybe everybody has to camp, but you can use the normal principles of Shomei Kone. Everybody has to make Kiddush, but you can use Shomei Kone. So to over here, Kimo B'chol Mokom, the Kamer Lo Shomei Kone. V'chol Zeh B'Sfira. But this is counting the Sfira. That's where you have this Machlokas, as the Chavetz Chaim pointed out, between the Levush, Chok Yaakov, and the opinion of the Pri Chodosh, and Rashi versus the Maariv Tzkiyos. But that's only in regards to the actual saying of the number. But everybody agrees, Abol, but the bracha that we make, therefore, everybody there says the kuliyama efshalosi say dechaveru afilu baki there. Even if you're not to make the brachos, somebody can make the bracha for you. Or kumah b'chol brachos, just like with all other brachos. And in fact, that's an eitzah that we always pointed out, that if a person for whatever the reason got out, so should always try to be yotze the bracha with the rabbi or the shliach tzibur in shul that's saying the bracha out loud for everybody, because 100% you can be yotze with that. However, he brings down the Mishnah Berurah, says, Miu, Mino, B'chol Yisrael, Shekolecha, B'vorach, V'sof, V'liatzmo. We only do that after the fact. We don't try necessarily to be Yotze with the Chazan or the Rabbi when he says the Sfira. You could, but L'chatrila, everybody tries, if they're allowed to make the Bracha themselves, Ben Sovchen al Shliach Tzibur, but the Minig is not to rely upon the Shliach Tzibur. And the Chofetz Chaim brings down the Shari Tzion that this is in Oshei from the Shari Tshuva. He says, Mikol Makom Poshut, Im Yesh Lo Sofik Be'ezinyan, as I pointed out, if there's any doubt, should you or should you not say a bracha, the Tzorach Lis Babli Bracha, Im Yochel Lishma Bracha B'yachayim, V'yachshov B'dayto Lotzeis Babracha, Im Umuchoyim Badover B'vaday Nochon Lassos Kein. It's always the best situation. If you're ever in a Sofik, should I or should I not make the bracha, be Yotzei with the Shliach Tzibur, the rabbi, or anybody, a friend, just have him tell him mind, have him mind to be Motzi me, and I'll be mind to be Yotzei with the bracha. The Mishnah Berurah continues. He says, "Kosu achronim the sfira mutar b'choloshon." You're allowed to count sfira in any language. Ubavach yovin also loshon. You have to understand that language. You can't count in a language that you don't understand. V'meino mevin afilu sfira b'loshon hakodesh eino yotzei. And in fact, normally if you daven in Hebrew, if you don't know it, you're yotzei. But here, if you say the numbers in Hebrew, but you don't know him, you don't understand what the numbers mean. The kiven lo yoda my karma. You don't know what you're saying, so it's not davening over here. It's counting. And if you don't understand what you're counting, ain't the sfira, you're not counting, and you're not yotzei. The Ber Heitev at the end of Oz Vav tells us, "Im Omar Arboim Choser Achas LaOmer Yotze." If you're counting without saying the number 39, you sound 40 minus 1. That also good. He brings down the name of the Marimocho or the Yad Aro because you counted. Who says you have to count with the number 39? Who says you can't use 40 minus 1? That also works. In Dirshu footnote number 23 brings down, Lini Mishu Shoch Lispor Yomecha Vesofer Shayom Vlorocha. Somebody forgets to count one night, and therefore he counts the rest of the nights without a bracha. Shinochon Shishma has a bracha, me achavi yachavin lotzis. That's an example that we brought down over here, like in the Shari Tzion, say that that's what you should do. But you don't even have to have in mind there that you're having to be Yotze, because you're obviously intending to be Yotze in that situation. And therefore he says, you bring a rai from here, that even if you're able to say the bracha yourself, as long as you're listening to somebody else, if you want to, you could be Yotze, but yet that's not the lechatchila way to do this. There are those that suggest that you're Yotze just when you listen to the chazan or to the rabbi, even if you don't intend to because of this. And therefore, there are those that suggest that you either interrupt in between so you're not Yotze, or just stay in mind. You have in mind, I do not wish to be Yotze with his bracha. Or some people just say along the bracha with the chazan or the rabbi as they say it. The issue footnote number 21 points out again that when you're davening something, Lashon HaKodesh is Yotze and Babuchol Makom. You're always Yotze with Lashon Kodesh if you're davening. Again, but you're doing something that requires understanding. For example, when you're being Mevatel L'chametz, or if a person is going and counting the Sfira, or things like that, you have to know what you're doing and understand that you're not davening it. The issue footnote number 22 brings this down in terms of the Bitul Chametz, like I just said. And he brings down that you don't necessarily have to understand every single word. You have to have the gist of what is being said. As long as you understand the gist of what's being said, then you are Yotze. And this is true by Bdikas Chametz, and this is also true by Sfiras Omer. And he brings down the name of the Maril Diskin Zatzal, that in Hu Yodeya Es Haminyan Shesorach Lispor Bosi Yom. You know today is the 39th day of the Omer. Yodeya Shesof Rato Mispar Zibel Oshakosh. And you know that you're saying that in Hebrew, even though you don't know which word means what. So Yotze Av Bishen Omevin Pirish Hamilos. Even though you don't know that the word 39 is Tisha V'Shloshim Yom. But you know that's what you're saying, so that's as well acceptable. It does bring down that if somebody has to count the days and the weeks, you don't know which words are which, he said that situation may not be Yotze. But the bottom line is the person should try to say it in the language that he understands. Say it in English. If you don't understand the Hebrew, that's perfectly fine. Of course, the bracha say in Hebrew. Now we go right to the Mechaber. Now we're on Sadi Dalid Omud Beis. V'tzarech lispar me'umad ulevar etchila. When a person says Sfiras Omer, he should be standing up and he makes the bracha before he counts the Sfira. The Mishabur Sivkat and Vav tells us v'tzarech lamod, you have to start standing for the bracha. Mishor shemaschal bracha, stand for the bracha and then stand for the Sfiras Omer. However, ubediyevet afilu m'siper miyushav yotza. But if you even said the bracha and the Sfira while you're sitting down, you are yotze b'di'evet. Chavetz Chaim, the Sharetzion, Oz Zion brings down that this is the din in the tour and in the Beis Yosef. The kol birchas hamitzvos tzorich lios lechatchila b'amida. Whenever you're making a bracha on a mitzvah, you should ideally be standing up for it. And especially, says b'svira, because there we have an asmachta from the pasuk that says me'ochel chermesh b'koma, which we read, don't read it by the stalk of wheat, atikri b'koma, ela b'koma. So it's a play on the words over here. The issue foot number 26 brings this down from the Erech HaShulchan, name of the Zohar. What's the understanding over here? Mishum shesvira sol omer, hu inyan godol, that svira is a very important idea, ketzvila shmanesre, it's like the shmanesre, v'lchein sorich l'omra me'umad, and that's why we say it's standing up. That's how important the svira is, it's like a shmanesre. The issue footnote number 25 reminds us that if a person is leaning on something, so if they would take away the item from him, he would fall down, that's considered like you're sitting down, and that's not considered me'umad. However, a chola, sheni chol l'chavim b'tfilo kishu omer, if a person is sick and if he's standing up, he's not going to be able to really concentrate because he's afraid he's going to faint or fall or something like that. So mutov sheyismoch etz atzmo v'ofen zev lo yeshev. It's better for him, rather than sitting down, if he leans on something, if that's okay, it's still better to be standing up leaning on something than it is to actually be sitting down. And he says, it's mashma over here from the bi halach as well, the leaning in kriyas and megillah, the same thing applies. If somebody really has difficulty standing up, so then you're certainly allowed to go, even in Davin, sitting down, saying Shmoneh Esrei, sitting down. He tells us, so for Yomim v'Shavuos, the person has to go, and when he counts the Sfira, he says the days and the weeks. Mishnah Berurah explains the Sivkot and Zayin, because the Pasuk tells us, Tisperu Chamishim Yom. Uksiv Shiva Shavuos Tisperloch. So it tells us to count the days, and it also tells us to count the weeks. And therefore, Vim Siper Yom Luchud, below his Kirashvuos, therefore, if you only count the days and you don't count the weeks, Yeshomrim, there is an opinion, Shiyotze Bidiyevit, that you're only Yotze in this fashion, Bidiyevit, you didn't do Lechachila. And you see in the Sharet Zion, he brings down an Oschas, this is all the Shabbos, the Mogen Rav, and the Chok Yaakov. However, he then brings down the Yeshomrim, Shetzorech Lachzor Lispor Yom Luchuos Kedin. No, you have to go and recount again, you weren't Yotze. And therefore, what should you do? Since it's a question of bracha v'atala, because the first opinion says you were yotzei, the second opinion says you're not, so alkein, the halach is, chozer v'sofer below bracha. You should in fact go back and count without a bracha. And you can see in the long Sharet Zion over here, Oz Tes, the Chofetz Chaim says, towards the end of this Sharet Zion, da'afilu emneim b'zman hazeh hu d'rabbanan. Even you want to say that Sfira is d'rabbanan, and in the Bir Halacha yesterday, we brought down a number of Rishonim and Achronim that hold that it is d'rabbanan. Nevertheless, even according to that opinion, called the Tikkun Rabbanan, came d'araisa Tikkun. When the rabbi set something up, they set it up that you should follow it like the Din d'araisa. And many Rishonim and Achronim say that it's a Din d'araisa anyway. And therefore, he says, "Bevadai islan leminkat ledina hochi." We certainly should hold lemaisa, like the second opinion that says that if you counted just the days and you didn't mention the weeks, you should definitely recount again without a bracha. And this is the opinion Chofetz Chaim Kinir Lani Yizdati. Bevadai mechuyev medina lachzor lima. Says you definitely have to go back and count again without a bracha. The issue footnote number 27 says, when you count it again, so repeat the days and the weeks. Don't just say, "Well, I said before the days. Now I'll just say the weeks." Even though you already said one without the other, so you want to count it right, so you didn't count right the first time, so you don't get any credit for it, therefore, better to count right the fully the second time and not just pick up what you missed, but say the whole thing. Mishnah Berurah continues, he says, V'im shochach lachzor lispor, you didn't do this, you only did the days, and you didn't count the days in the week, so b'di'evit monishar yomim brochi, he's still considered in the game, and you're allowed to keep on counting. He brings down the name of the Nar Shalom in Os Yud in the Shar HaTzion. Then the Mishnah continues, he says, V'imonah shavuos v'lo yomim. But the other way around, if you just counted the weeks without the days, for example, Kagon Shom Rabbi Yom HaShvi, he said on the seventh day, Hayom Shavu Echad, he said it's 1 week. V'lo Hizki Yom HaKlai, and he mentioned days at all. So then he brings down the Kuliyama, as you can see in Os Yud Aleph in the Sharet Zion, the Kuliyama Tzorech Liatzkir Yom. You have to go back and say the days. And as the Mishnah says, Lukuliyamal Yotze, you're not Yotze in this situation. Because the Pasuk says, and continue reading in the Sharet Zion, Os Yud Aleph, Chamishim Yom Tispar. It actually doesn't say Chamishim Yom Tispar. The pasuk should actually be over here, Tisparu Chamishim Yom. In any event, V'chein Mivur, Biureim, the Shibole Aleket. I, the Mogen of Rome, says you are Yotze. He's only saying Koyle ala Akar Shiva Yom. After the 7 days, if, for example, on the 8th, he said, Kigon Shomar Hayom Shavua Echad V'Yom Echad, so you already counted the 7 days previously, so now when you say a Shavua Echad V'Yom Echad, that would be acceptable according to the Magen Avraham. Even though you didn't say today's the 8th day of the Yom, which is 1 week and 1 day. And he brings down the name of El Yeraba and the Chol Yaakov as well. The issue footnote number 28 brings down the reasoning behind why you Yotze possibly with the days, but not with the weeks, is because if you counted every single day, you could count all 49 days. Because if you don't mention the weeks, you still count the days. But if you're counting the weeks, then you can only count 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and you're not counting all the possible days. Rechava continues and he writes, giving the example over here of somebody counting the days and the weeks properly. So Kate said, how do you do this properly? By Yom Rishon, on the first day you say Omer, Hayom Yom Echad, and the Ramah adds Ba Omer. The person should count, today is the first day of the Omer. But Dafka, we don't say Yom Yom Rishon, so Echad is to remind us over here that we're leading up towards Kabbalah Satorah, and we're looking forward to Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So we use the Lashon of Echad rather than Rishon. In any event, the Ramah adds over here, you say Yom Echad Ba Omer. Now many, of course, know this famous machlokes, say Ba Omer or La Omer. So in the Mishnah Berurah, Os Sifkot and Ches, he writes, Uberob Poskim Anusuch La Omer. He brings down that there are those that say La Omer. However, he says, Miu, Iko Dov is there, Eno El Lechatchila. This is only Lechatchila that you have to say Ba Omer or La Omer. Kidei Levayar, Shumone Miyom Shekrivu Es Omer Vahala. This is to tell us that we're counting from the day that they brought the Omer, the first day of Chol HaMoed Pesach. V'yim Lo Omer, and if in fact you didn't say Elo Hayom Kach V'Kach, if you just said Hayom Yom Echad, without saying the word Ba Omer or La Omer, Nami Yotzer. The word Ba Omer or La Omer is not Ma'akev, and Yotzer no matter what. Now what's the din over here, this Ba Omer, La Omer? So if you look in Dershu footnote number 30, he brings down from the Nusach from the Arizal, in the city of the Arizal, and the Minhag of the Vilna Gaon, Hayolomar Ba Omer, V'chein Noach HaChazon Ish, V'chein Mash Mistimus Loshon Mishnah Berurah Lahalan. So therefore, all of these say that the proper gear says Ba Omer. On the other hand, the Mishnah Berurah said that Barov Poskim and Nusach La Omer. So what should you do? So Shlomo Zalman has an interesting shita. Minhag Gaon of Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, Hayolispar Pamachas La Omer, Upamachas Ba Omer. He would count La Omer and Ba Omer. Lo Hurricane Lachem. And he didn't say this to anybody else that they have to do this. Rav Shachta Shlita, he counts Ba La Omer. He says Ba La Omer in one fell swoop. But he brings out from the Stipler Gaon, he doesn't like this way of doing it. He says you have to count the words twice. So if you're saying Hayom Yom Echad Ba Omer, you should then say Hayom Yom Echad La Omer rather than doing Ba Omer La Omer together. That was the opinion of the Stipler. I'm dictating this on Yud Aleph Nisan. Yesterday, Shabbos Agodo, Yud Nisan was my father's yard site, Rav Yosef Nisan and Yecheskel. And we learn all the time, all the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah Yomis, I'm learning Lili Nishmas, both my father and my mother, Leah Mashalom. This should be a wonderful aliyah for the Neshama, all the Torah learning that is done in their Zuchus. This will conclude today's shir. Have a wonderful day.